This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Welcome to The Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are speaking with Robin Oakes today, who is an author, editor, and speaker, and a bisexual activist, about the book that she has recently co-edited with Dr. Harukuti, Recognize the Voices of Bisexual Men, an anthology, and the Facebook events happening in progress with that. And for those of you who don't know Robin, she is also the editor of Bi Women's Quarterly. Welcome, Robin.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So this is a pretty much a landmark book, and what inspired you to produce this book?
Well, Recognize the Voices of Bisexual Men is the product of comments that I've heard from people as I've traveled around the country speaking. I am the editor of the Bi Women Quarterly, as you said, and often at the end of a speaking engagement, men would come up to me and say, it's great that you're editing this woman's book, this woman's magazine, periodical. Is there anything comparable for men available? I could sure use some support and resources. And each time someone asked me, I had to say, nope, I wish there were, there isn't, sorry. And finally, I decided that it might be a good thing to do a one-time issue of the Bi Women Quarterly that was focused on the voices of men as an extra, you know, fifth issue for mm-hmm. that 1 year. And so I put together a call for writing, and I sent it out. And about a day after I sent it out, I got an email from Dr. Harukuti, who said, I think it's great that you're doing this and this little project, but I'm a little concerned about the idea of a woman doing a project about men.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded, I could not agree with you more. I think it should definitely be driven, at least in part, by bisexual men. Would you like to be that man? And be careful what you ask for, right? And so he, much to my delight and surprise, came back within 24 hours and said, sure, I'll do it. And so we ended up revising the call for writing so that it was both of our voices. We sent it back out, and we got so many great responses that we realized pretty quickly that we had more than a little 20-page, you know, newsletter. We had a book. We had the makings of a book. And so we revised the call for writing it again. And mm-hmm. so call for writing version 3 was a call for writing for a book. And we got such amazing submissions from so many different men, mostly in the United States, but also in other countries. And we could not be happier with the result.
It's a great book. I haven't finished it, of course, because it takes a while to assimilate each story or poem that's in the book. But it's really quite an eye-opener. I was able to end the reading of the book because 2015, and that was definitely powerful and moving. Do you have any more reading events planned with some of the contributors?
We don't have anything scheduled at the moment, but we probably will. We just did recent ones in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. We also mm-hmm. did one at the Because Conference. We did one in New York, one in Boston, one in Connecticut. So we've done several. And each mm-hmm. one has been very different from the other because the combination of authors who were able to show up to each event was very different. And so each one, though, has been very moving and just amazing. I mean, there's so many different perspectives represented in that book, and I think that's part of its strength, is that it's not just one voice. It's so many different people, so many different types of people talking about so many different things. It's just, for me, it's a beautiful opportunity to listen and learn.
It really is, and the energy during the reading and reading the book is something quite amazing for me. So I thank both of you for putting this together. I would just like to switch gears a little bit and talk about your upcoming tour dates for your presentations. I was able to attend one of your presentations at Creating Change 2015, and it was amazing. It was simply amazing. I encourage everybody, when Robin is in town, to go go to one of her speeches or after she's doing a presentation to attend that. So where will you be going this fall, and how can people book you?
Well, I'll be going all over the country. I know that I have tours in Florida, in Southern California. Mm-hmm. I'll be going to Tennessee, Minnesota, Ohio, more Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Indiana, New Jersey, Massachusetts. I'll be all over the place. But if anybody is interested in knowing exactly where I'll be, my website is robinoaks.com, www.robinochs.com. And there is a calendar on the website. It doesn't have the things that aren't absolutely confirmed yet, but it has everything that is confirmed.
I'd love to see if we could get you up here in the Pacific Northwest sometime. You'd have quite an audience for you.
I'm working on it. I spoke at a conference up in Montana this spring called The Power of One. Oh. And it was on the campus of the University of Montana. And there were students there from five states, from Montana, Nevada, Utah, Oregon, and Washington.
Wow.
And as a result, I'm in conversation with people from all five of those states about possibly coming to visit, because I guess people liked what they saw.
Well, I was pretty impressed. You really demonstrated very well our own individual fluidity and diversity throughout our lives, and how we are not really binary. So it was really quite, mm-hmm. It's quite well worth it.
Yeah, I am a strong believer that we are the best evidence of our own experience. And so this particular program you're referring to is called Beyond Binaries. And in this program, we have people do an anonymous research study of themselves. So basically, everyone fills out a one-page questionnaire anonymously. We collect them all, shuffle them, mm-hmm. hand them back out, so that each person is now holding someone else's sheet. And then each person represents the sheet that they're holding. So what we get is an amazing picture of who's in the room. We get the data of who's in the room without forcing any individual person to say their own information.
Right.
So it's disattached from the individual, but it's amazing because the evidence, the data is the people in the room. And so it's really hard. I think that, I know at least for me, like, how could you doubt the validity of that? Because it's, you wrote it.
Exactly.
And it's very, very powerful. And every single time I've ever done it, we've seen this tremendous range of where people fall on the continuum, people who don't fit on the continuum at all, people who, whose identities are fairly fixed, even over time and even across, from fantasy to behavior, et cetera, and then other people who are all over the place and everything in between. So I think that I agree with you. It really is a wonderful way to, a powerful way to get people to understand that, human beings are complicated, and that we don't all experience sexuality in the same way, and that that's absolutely okay.
And not always at all the same way at the same time forever. One of the things that was so great for me was watching everybody's faces when the idea finally hit them, and the little light bulbs just went off in their eyes. You could see it. It was like a whole different way of thinking for them. And that was so, so wonderful for me.
Yeah, and I think that for people whose sexuality is pretty complicated, it's very valid. It's validating because you realize you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And wherever you are, but actually wherever you are on the continuum, whatever your experience, you're not the only one, and that's powerful. And then also understanding that wherever you are, whatever your experience, there are people who have different experiences as well, and that's also okay.
And that's valid too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it really is good for improving our vision, in terms of seeing one another.
Yes, exactly. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Robin?
Well, I think I'd love to tell your listeners that that our book that recognized the voices of bisexual men won some awards at the Bisexual Book Awards ceremony. We were the recipients of several awards. We won, among them, Best Anthology mm-hmm. and Best Nonfiction. So we're very, very proud and excited to take home that recognition for the book. We were also finalists at the Lambda Literary Awards. The final thing I'd like to add is that I have two other resources. One of them is the anthology Getting By, Voices of Bisexuals Around the World, which is a 42-country anthology. And then finally, I referred earlier in the program to the Bi Women Quarterly, and that is available online for free at biwomenboston.org.
And that's a great publication to sign up for everyone.
Thank you. And we offer free electronic subscriptions, as well as people being able to go online and read a few years of back issues if they're interested.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And the book and the quarterly are fantastic. So, and affordable.
Very.
All right. All right. So all links will be provided for everything we mentioned on the website. I just want to remind everybody, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are just a human being, and you are bisexual. Bye, Robin. The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.